Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
Today we've got Rich Kane from QuickBooks. He'll be giving us tips from the accounting world, the universe he lives in out of Chicago. Doug Foresta will be dealing with the subject of stand out and be heard, as in thought leadership, in quotes. Looking forward to Doug Foresta. He's a great podcaster, and been so happy to have him as a part of Small Biz America. And up first, Tyler Sheff. He's the founder of CashflowGuys.com. You got to love that name. He's a licensed real estate problem solver, educator, investor, and syndicator, and he's been involved in real estate for more than 16 years, 100% focused on this world of cash flow and helping others do the same. Welcome to the program, Tyler.
David, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to be with you. And let's start at the top. So how did you move into the real estate cash flow problem space?
You know, David, I've been in real estate a long time, and I started as a realtor and a rehabber. I was buying houses, fixing them up, and flipping them, and that was all fine and dandy, except for one little problem: is the government. See, they wanted their piece. They wanted that a capital gains tax. Every time I did a great flip, I had to give old Uncle Sam a big old chunk of it. So for me, that was the breaking point. I decided that I needed to figure out a way to keep more of the money that I was making, instead of giving it all away to the IRS. And that's when I learned about buying and holding real estate for long-term investment instead of the short-term investment.
So in other words, you moved from the flip, which is a short-term transactional kind of thought process and transaction, to a longer hold so that cap gains wouldn't come up as you cycle through these properties. Do I have that right?
That's correct. I was trying to think to myself is, why should I really ever sell a property? If there's nothing wrong with it, why?
We get calls from the guys that the flip thing is all about adding enough value to make that short-term financial experience meaningful. But if you've got to pay taxes immediately, I mean, that sort of, you know, pops the balloon a little bit. So I understand this transition. So what you now have is a portfolio, a growing portfolio of properties that are cash flowing forever, in theory, right?
That's absolutely correct. Right. You know, one of the things we found, David, is that, you know, as an investor, we get to the point to where we deplete our own resources. And we need to start looking at other ways to grow our portfolio over time. And what we found is that there's quite a large number of Americans out there that would love to get involved in real estate investing. They simply lack the expertise. And that's kind of where the Cashflow Guys brand was born. That's how that came about.
And at the core, if I'm reading between the lines from the materials, by the way, the website cashflowguys.com, for those listening and are interested in the work Tyler Sheff is doing, as I look at this, you are now really an educator and running, I'll call them seminars, webinars, and the like, to educate others about how to do this. And that in and of itself has become a business for you. Do I have that right?
It has. But added to that is what we discovered is that, unfortunately, there are people out there that feel that it costs $50,000 to learn how to buy a $50,000 investment property. And we launched Cashflow Guys to kind of prove that theory wrong. In other words, you don't have to make a huge capital investment to learn how to buy cash flowing real estate. At the end of the day, it's not rocket science, and that's where we launched CashflowGuys.com. Okay. There.
Yeah. So you explore different capital structures, putting leverage on top, syndicating. I'm imagining, and we'll have another segment with you after this initial getting to know you segment, and we can dig a little bit deeper in that second piece to the extent we can't cover it in this, the 5 minutes or so we've got left here on this segment. So you've got a systematic approach to this, and I'm guessing that's really what you teach. Are these webinars? Are they in person? Do you do a tour across the country? How do you administrate this knowledge transfer to your clients?
A couple different ways, David. Number one, our podcast, Cashflow Guys Podcast, is a big part of spreading the word. Locally in the Tampa Bay market, we do free events in the area. Well, actually, they're not free anymore since we had difficulty finding venues that would host us for free. But
right.
It's a business $20 problem. Low dollar, $20 to get in little things where we teach people different skills they need to be effective out in the field as far as acquiring assets, how to buy assets, not using necessarily your own capital or all of your own resources.
Nice. Well, you're bringing up a new population of entrepreneurs that just didn't know how to do this, didn't understand that they could use OPM, other people's money, to get it going. And, there have been gurus over the years. Carlton Sheets comes to mind. Others out there in the world that have been that have made a business out of, educating others. And, they all have their different nuances. So what would you say if I were to ask what's the unique thing about how you approach the education process? Is there something sort of I hate the word secret sauce, but is there a secret sauce in the way you do this?
Yeah, we skip all the fluff. I'll be honest with you. We skip all the fluff. We get right to the meat and potatoes, that which is going to fill your belly, that which is going to actually get you out there pulling triggers and getting deals done. We skip all that preliminary whatnot that, gets people excited, to get rich quick, but all the stuff that is just not true.
Yeah.
Slide past all of that, and we get down to the nitty-gritty. Because, David, if you own rental property, buying rental property is about as exciting as watching paint dry.
It's a very slow cycle, and by the way, I have owned several properties, both in the multifamily space. I've owned a small single-tenant industrial. What asset classes do you tend to focus on, or do you say to your clients, pick one that you have an affinity for and do that, cash flow that asset? How do you approach the which sector should I invest in question?
That's the best part, is that we spend a lot of time talking to people, and we do a show on Fridays. It's a video show that we post on Facebook that
Beautiful.
We can interact with our audience. And during that, we ask them those questions. What type of things excite them? Why do you want to flip a house? What about flipping a house excites you, mm-hmm. besides the money? Mm-hmm. And we draw down into, do you really want to own a pizza shop, or does a gas station make more sense? And here are the features and benefits of both. And we kind of help walk them through that process, which we find helps them out quite a bit, so they're not just following the masses blind.
So, Tyler, in other words, you, in some instances, have clients that might be investing in, we'll call them net leased properties, or really investment grade, if you will, as opposed to houses that are rental houses, right?
That's correct. Our primary focus Beautiful. Is multifamily.
Okay.
We do some other opportunities, notes and things like that. Okay. Some people have the temperature for that, and other people don't.
Right.
So, we reach out to them, and the thing is, it doesn't really matter whether they educate with or they invest with us or somebody else. The fact that they actually get their money moving, but more importantly, that they understand what they're investing in, and that's our job.
Right. Just really give them a foundation so they're educated going into the process. This is brilliant.
Absolutely.
I want to, in the second segment, I want to get into some of the notes that you sent me in advance of this segment. We're visiting with Tyler Scheff. He's the founder of Cashflow Guys, and the host of the Cashflow Guys podcast. So you guys simul with video. And how do you do the interactivity? Just curious, you just have a sort of a stream of chat going, or how do you do that? Is it a call-in show?
We're using a platform called Zoom, similar to Skype. It just allows people to meet in a group setting.
Yep.
And we stream that live via a webinar format. We invite the audience to jump in there and participate and ask questions live, audibly. So of course, they can type them in. They can be a fly on the wall, or they can jump on, and we can see their face and see their smile, and they can ask us questions, and we can answer them back. So
That's cool. That's very cool. So, and tell us where we can find, you know, the login or the stream itself, or, you know, whatever the sort of logistics are. Where can we find that?
The best way to get there is to go to cashflowguys.com and then put a /coffee, as in Starbucks, cashflowguys.com/coffee, because I'm literally having coffee 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time on every Friday morning. That show is out there. So cashflowguys.com/coffee.
I love it. So a cup of Joe with Mr. Chef, and you're underway in learning a whole business that really gives one a tremendous amount of autonomy in terms of determining your future financial. And I'm going to guess, since you know, you're really involved with Robert Kiyosaki's work, that this is bigger than just about real estate. This is about financially planning a life, a lifestyle, right?
It's about the freedom.
Yeah.
It's about that I can wake up tomorrow morning and I don't have to worry about where my next meal's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, when you can wake up every morning and have that feeling, it's a game changer.
All right, great, great. All right, we'll come back to you in segment two. Tyler Chef is our guest. Cashflowguys.com is the website. All things real estate investing, and we look forward to more with him coming up soon. Remember, you can go to biztalkradio.com, iTunes, or blogtalkradio.com to listen to all of the Small Biz America archives. You can subscribe on iTunes, of course. Also, we are in the business of podcast production. If you or someone you know is interested in leveraging the power of their voice to create a platform to grow their business, generate leads, we know how to do that. And we also have a path to national syndication through BizTalk Radio Network. So contact me, smallbizamerica@gmail.com, or you can go out to podcastandradio.com. We'll be right back with Tyler Chef.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or beets, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are. And it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450. 800-201-7450. Or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds. And you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
David Wolf back with you, Biz Talk Radio Network. We are Small Biz America. Tyler Sheff's on the line with us from, I guess you're out in the Florida region. Is that right, Tyler? Did I get that?
Beautiful Tampa Bay, although it feels like it's snowing here today. It's fun.
Yeah, crazy weather we got going. All right, so we got about 7.5 minutes left together. I want to hit some of the subject matter that you sent me. So when we talk about finding problems, not properties, how do you like to frame that out for your clients?
Well, you know, the average person, they're doing direct mail. They're hitting all these different popular, the fluffy, what I call the fluffy resources, the ways to reach out to the general masses, the shotgun approach, so to speak. But we focus mm-hmm. on people that are actually having difficulty with the property. That doesn't necessarily mean the ugly house. That means the person that's running through a divorce or, more importantly, with a multifamily where it's mismanaged, where the tenants are starting to complain or they're having financial trouble. We can go in using our services and help correct that situation and make it better for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So really, yeah, you become a problem solver, creates a win-win-win-win for everybody. And really, these are forms of distress. So you're making aware to the new investor all the possible ways a property can be distressed. It's really oftentimes about the people being in distress, and the property just happens to be the subject matter to help alleviate the problem, right?
Absolutely. And then, of course, closing can sometimes be the byproduct or the catalyst that solves that problem. So we try to make that happen whenever we can.
I love it. I love it. It's win-win-win. Now, you have said that there is no investor opportunity on the MLS, the multiple listing service, across the country, he said. We know what MLS is. And, you know, we usually associate, you know, brokers will look for properties for buyers or locate them for or list them for sellers. What's going on with the MLS? I guess there is an opportunity there, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm absolutely saying that. And that's one of the most common misconceptions, that there's nothing for an investor on the MLS, and nothing could be farther from the truth. It's just that there happens to be a gatekeeper called a listing agent between the seller and the asset itself, or the buyer. But by taking the time to find out why a seller is selling, which takes building a relationship with the listing agent, which is entirely possible. There's lots of great agents out there that have great investment opportunities that can be negotiated, provided that you can build rapport with that agent. And that's a lot of the message that we're sending.
Okay.
Don't discount what's right in front of your face.
Right, right. So you advocate working with good brokers that understand the market, understand the landscape, and no problem there. You're not someone who would say, look, you want to try to work with a seller on your own.
I respect the contractual relationship. If there's an agent involved, we want to make sure that we can work through that agent. That's why the agent's there. Obviously the seller wants to have representation, and we wouldn't want to take that away from them. However, if they do not have representation, it does make things a little easier for most investors if they're dealing direct with a decision maker.
Okay. Fair enough. That's good. Now, there are hidden profit pieces that many new investors overlook when they're investing capital into real estates. Talk about some of the blind spots.
Well, I talked about a deal we did recently where we looked at all the expenses, and the same expense packet that everybody else had got over was sent over by the broker. And one thing that almost everybody did not realize, and this is a very small building, but it had these other charges, and nobody ever bothered to ask, what does other mean? What does that look like? Other turned out to be the owner's family, entire family's cell phone bill, and their medical insurance was included in the expense statements for this asset. So when the buyers were looking at this property, they're going, well, this is financial train wreck. It doesn't produce any income. Well, that's because they were using unrelated expenses. They somehow slipped through the cracks on the pro forma, one up on the pro forma. So everybody else had dismissed this property because it had it did not peel off much income as written. By simply changing that, it's like, well, when you facilitate the closing, obviously the asset's no longer going to pay that person's cell phone bills or their medical insurance for the family of six. Then suddenly it's an extremely profitable investment. So again,
this is wildly and simple and sort of the duh moment. But when you're looking at a property and you see this P&L, you need to dig in and really ask the seller, what is this line? What is this line? What is this line? Really understand where the money is flowing from the NOI, the net operating income, into cash flow, right? I mean, I guess some people just don't dig deep enough, and that's part of what you train and condition investors to do.
Exactly, and people feel that digging deep is confrontation, and it doesn't have to be. It's all really how you structure it and how you approach people.
That's exactly right. It's a context for a conversation that is a business conversation. And for new investors, they may not be used to speaking the differences between confrontation and actually just probing what are really good, smart business questions to be asking. Once we own a property, you have some tips on maximizing the profitability as the landlord. Give us a tip or two, if you wouldn't mind, about ways that you can maximize profitability as the landlord.
Cable TV. I'm a big believer in when we take over a new asset that we try to improve the quality of life for the people that live there. We want to make it a better living scenario. By doing that, we reach out to the cable companies. And a lot of these apartments have one cable account per apartment. Instead, we reach out and we use the economies of scale to reach out and negotiate a discount with the cable company. Now we can install cable in all of the units, offer the tenant a small discount on what they're used to paying, but of course we have a profit center built into that. So that can, depending on the number of units, be rather exponential profit.
And it can be an attractor in terms of new lease-ups and attracting new tenants. And again, just creating win-win. This is a value-add win-win scenario for everybody, and you become basically a bulk buyer of cable services in this example. That's great.
Absolutely. Our second one, if you have time, is simply reaching out to the tenants to find out what exactly is it do they need. What do they need? Understanding who you're renting to. See, we as investors tend to guess. We assume that they would want, let's say, nice pretty flowers out front. But I have buildings where they could care less about the flowers. What they really want is storm doors and good lighting in the parking lot so that they can feel safe where they live. And those things are actually the value add, and they could really care less about the flowers or the fancy countertop.
It's interesting what might be important to you as a landlord or an inexperienced landlord. You know, you kind of turn the kaleidoscope a little bit, and it becomes a very different picture. Really, really asking your tenants what makes them comfortable, what makes it home for them. That's
absolutely
vitally important to succeeding, certainly in the multifamily space, different for commercial, I'm sure. Look, there's a whole lot more than we can fit into the segment today. Tyler Scheff, he's the founder of CashflowGuys.com, the website, one in the same. You can go out to CashflowGuys.com/coffee and chime in on this amazing podcast they're doing. Interactive, you can ask questions, you can learn. There's more to talk about, how to build a team, how to use other people's money. There's a whole strategy around 401ks and how to roll your retirement assets tax-free into investment real estate and cash flow forever. Do I have that right, Tyler?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, good stuff. I love the work you're doing. Cashflowguys.com. So thanks for joining us on the program, Tyler. Hope we can do it again.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
You got it. Tyler Scheff, cashflowguys.com. After the break, we've got Doug Foresta with a Stand Out and Be Heard segment. Doug is fascinated with thought leadership, what makes it. He's a social worker, trains. He's also a podcaster. We co-produce a lot of stuff, and I love the work he's doing, so you don't want to miss Doug Foresta after the break. And then behind him, I'll be with Rich Kane. He's a CPA, accounting services manager at Whipfly out of Chicago, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the considerations that small business owners need to think about when it comes to tax prep, payroll services, inventory, and online banking. Don't go away.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp.
InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Floresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Floresta.
Welcome back. This is Doug Floresta. Back with me is Dr. Kevin Coughlin and from Ascent Dental Solutions. Kevin, thank you for joining me again.
Thanks so much for having me, Doug.
So let's talk about, and the last time we talked a bit about why you got into thought leadership in the first place, but let's talk about how you help dentists and Ascent Dental Solutions in particular. So first of all, if you had a message for dentists, if you could kind of distill Ascent Dental into a sentence or two, I know that's asking a lot, but what do you think is the central message or the central thing that you are trying to help dentists with?
I guess if I was to summarize, after 34 years of practicing dentistry and still practicing every day full time, I come in contact with hundreds and hundreds of dentists. They're either at the beginning of their career and they just want to learn how to get started. They're in the growth phase of their career where they're trying to just make more money, be more successful, and have a better life balance issue with their work and their home life. Or they're at the end of their career and they don't know how to exit from the profession. So I see there's actually three segments, and this is true not just in dentistry and in medicine, but in all businesses. And they're all looking for help and mentoring. And I thought that there was a huge gap to help these three segments of the marketplace. Because I do have 14 practices, because I've dealt with corporations, I've dealt with managed service organizations, dental service organizations, small mom and pop practices, because I teach at Tufts School of Dental Medicine and practice management, and because I have about 150 to 175 employees and 14 locations, I felt that I had real life experience. And to have multiple locations and a large group of employees, you have to put in management systems, processes, and procedures that are going to be successful and can be replicated. And you don't have to mortgage the house to do them. They're straightforward processes and procedures, whether it be from phone systems, software and hardware systems, treatment planning, financial arrangements, the acquisition of practices, the liquidation of practices, the merging of practices, partnerships, how to set up your corporation, how to dissolve your corporation. In my opinion, medicine, but dentistry in particular, perhaps the two greatest changers, in my personal opinion, was dental insurance and how it affected the entire service and care of dentistry in the early 80s, although dental insurance has been around since the 60s. Really in the 80s, it really started to take effect where more and more of the majority of patients were dealing with an insurance card rather than that complete and total engagement and interaction between provider and patient. And the next biggest item is the consolidation of the profession into larger and larger groups that are managed by equity partners. As a global term, we would refer to that as an MSO or a managed service organization or managed support organization. And what that simply means is that investors have put money into the business and their goal is to get money for their investors.
Right.
So the best analogy that I see is what's happened to the pharmaceutical industry. 30 years ago, most of the pharmacists were solo mom-and-pop pharmacies. They owned it. They were run by families.
You don't see that anymore.
No. Doug,
very
it's
rare.
Almost impossible.
Very rare.
I'm not here to say it's good or bad. That's for
But it's over. It's just over. It's...
In my opinion, it's finished. And I don't believe the dental profession is uniquely positioned to even understand what's going on. They're not prepared to compete with it, join forces with it, or work with it. Those are your three options.
Right.
And if I could convey one message through Ascent Dental Solution is to provide knowledge and information to help you, whether you're for corporate dentistry, against corporate dentistry, or you just want to learn about corporate dentistry, dental insurance and corporation or investment-owned dental practices, in my opinion, are probably the two greatest changes that will affect not just how care and service are done,
right,
but how our profession is actually going to be perceived in the near future.
You know, and as you say that, I think about the other piece about thought leadership is, you know, there's a purpose part of it, and then there's the business part of it. So I think one of the things you started to realize is, hey, wait a minute. I have done this in a way that probably few dentists have. I've built up a really successful dental practices in a way that many dentists have struggled to do. And I think part of what, tell me if I'm wrong, but part of what you realized is, for example, going back to insurance, the insurance industry is about, it's about a service. It's about providing a direct service to consumers. But thought leadership is about, wait a minute, there's this whole other branch of my business that I can build out, which is what I've learned, all of the everything that I've learned and what's in my head and all of this knowledge that I can, A, have a bigger, I can have an impact on the dental profession, and B, I can monetize as a source of income separate from the insurance company. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, I think it would be very fair to say. I also, although it sounds almost corny, but when I was a very young man, a Dr. Louis Regali from Holyoke, Massachusetts, and resides in South Hadley, took me under his wing for whatever reason.
Right.
He just saw this young puppy dog kid interested in healthcare, but in particular dentistry. And he spent the time and energy to teach me not just the clinical, but the business aspect of dentistry. And he made a huge impact on my life then.
Yeah.
And without that mentoring, I don't know if I would be in the position that I'm in today. So whenever I get a chance to say thank you to Dr. Louis Regali, I do. And hopefully someday, young men, women, or whatever age, will say, I really appreciate what Dr. Coughlin did. He helped me through a difficult time. If you think of it, most healthcare providers have no business experience. You go into high school learning the sciences. You go into college learning the sciences. You go to medical and dental school learning the clinical aspects. And then once you graduate with all this education, you're really running a business. And you're not prepared, you're not sophisticated enough, and you're learning on the job. And when you learn on the job, you make mistakes, which are stressful and expensive. And I hope Ascent Dental Solution can round off the corners, improve and quicken the learning curve, and give you some direction from somebody who's had some real life experience.
I will venture to guess that for every, and this is an educated guess, that for every one of those people who's reaching out to you and emailing you, there's at least three or four more people who don't email you, but do get value out of what you're doing. But they just, they're not the ones, for whatever reason, they get busy, they don't reach out. But there are people I'm sure you will never, you may never meet, but through your podcast, through the books, through the things that you do, you're impacting people, you're impacting dentists specifically all over the country.
Well, I could tell you that puts a smile on my face. I hope it's true. I believe it is true. Wherever I go, someone will say, geez, Dr. Coughlin, I read this. I heard this. I heard you speak at this venue or that venue. So it's like anything else. It's like play it forward. And it makes me feel good. It tells me that I'm on the right track. And in the end, although you're always trying to monetize and improve your business, the older I get, I feel better when I get just the positive feedback and just a simple thank you.
And it's not an either or, right? We can do both at the same time.
Yeah, and there's no reason. I hope to do both.
Dr. Coughlin, thank you again. Thanks so much for joining me.
Doug, thank you very much.
As we wrap up here, I just want to reiterate, I think that Ascent Dental Solutions is such a great example of thought leadership and the impact that we can have on our field. I want to encourage people, first of all, to go to ascent-dental-solutions.com. And I also want to reiterate the idea that thought leadership is a great way to make a difference in the bottom line of your business, but it also, I firmly believe, is a way to have a bigger impact in the world. That the information and the knowledge that we have by sharing it, whether we're sharing it on webinars or we're sharing it in podcasts or we're sharing it in blogs, all of that information can make a big difference in the world. And in fact, sometimes the things that we think are the most evident to us, the things that seem so simple or so evident, are the things that for someone else, they most need to hear. And Kevin, your example of having such real life experience and then helping other dentists who may not have the experience that you've had really speaks to that. So thanks so much for listening. Up next, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older?
If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
And joining us on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is Danute Debney Shaw. With over 25 years in management organization law, Danute focuses her work today in the area of creative and strategic planning, and she has developed a comprehensive approach for making personal decisions stronger. We like that. And more confident and more powerful as well in business and as well in your personal life. Danute, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much.
Great to be with you. So your company is Cilafontas LLC. And the website, www.cilafontas.com. What is Cilafontas LLC?
Well, it's a decision strategy innovation company. It is basically about developing insight strategies. And we do this through consultations, seminars, workshops. It's about facilitating a conscious navigating of the world of innovation so that your decision-making does become more powerful and the company does become more successful, which is something that's very critical to small businesses at this time. So by getting to the underlying situational challenges and opportunities, it's a little bit like working with a solutions strategy whisperer.
A strategy whisperer. Well, we all know decisions are happening constantly. We have micro, macro, and some in the middle, all different sizes and weights of decision making. Are there, in our short time together today, are there things about your model, about your approach to helping people make better decisions or more effective decisions for themselves? What would you like us to know about the unique approach you take?
Well, when you go through a self-examination about your questions within the company, as we all must do, and as you have wisely put it, there are so many changes. It's like the sifting sands under our feet all the time in the area of small business. We look at the who, the what, the when, the where, the why. What Cilafontas likes to focus on largely is the how. It's about getting to not only the basics, but the underlying concerns. This is something that I have worked on and developed, going way back to the 5 years I spent working with the federal bankruptcy court and seeing how companies succeeded and how some companies failed and why some of the successes were occurring and why some of the failures were occurring. And it provided some very, very strong arrows pointing into the direction of how companies were addressing their challenges and their opportunities.
So when I hear you say this, it sounds like root cause or really, really digging deeper into the how, and I guess the why may be a part of this as well. Do I have that right?
That's correct. The how and the why is critical. I'll give you just a quick example here. I work for a larger organization. I'm sorry?
Oh, I just said perfect. Yeah, there's a little delay with us. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yes. Yes, I'm going to give you an example with a larger company. This is a company that I worked with some years ago, and they, while they were a larger group and not a small business, they ran their division with different departments that essentially functioned like small businesses. They competed with one another. They challenged one another. They considered each other clients and vendors. And this company was in need of a reorganization. They brought in a very large management organization that had a very long history of success. And they came in and endeavored to do what they do best. They had a model. They had techniques. They had skills. They cut staff. They reorganized the way the staff would go about their work. They had a whole model and program that they felt would work specific to this company. And yet it failed. And why did it fail? The whole division had to shut down, actually, in the end. It failed because they somehow never managed to get to the how. And I was in a wonderful position to be able to observe this. When I say get to the how, they never really got to how to really implement the changes that they were hoping to achieve. And some of them may have even been slightly misaddressed because of this lack of identification of how these various departments within the division got into their problematic position to begin with. If you don't get to what is underlying your challenge or your opportunity in whatever business you are involved in, whether that's consulting or some other form of service or product, if you don't get to your hows, how you can move forward, how to identify the challenges that your clients are presenting, how to see the opportunities that you might be able to develop further. If you don't get into that how underlying, that's where the pitfalls occur, the biggest pitfalls.
And in the work you do today involves going into companies, organizations, or I don't know, I'll ask the open question. How do you manifest this model out into the universe in terms of your clientele?
In a variety of ways. I work with private consultations, which could mean my going in and speaking to a group. It could be an HR issue. It could be a small group within a small company, but it's an HR issue, and I might be able to come in and work with people in a very targeted and focused fashion, depending on the issues and challenges that they are facing. I can also do individual consultations with people. We do seminars. We do workshops. A variety of ways, and the model is always adjusted based on an identification of what is going on in the particular circumstance. So this could be leadership issues, as I say, it could be implementation issues, it could be vision issues, the adaptability issue. Very often you have a wonderful work model and you have an approach that you believe is very solid, and this is very, very necessary, but there also has to be the adaptability, the willingness to shift and adjust, whether that has to do with how personnel is handling different matters within your small business, or whether this has to do with how you are handling, how you are envisioning dealing with your clients, with your challenges, with your opportunities. Very often people get into a very static kind of box approach. There's that A to B to C. And very often different management groups, when they provide information on how to approach this, they have a sort of a superimposed overlay that they like to provide because it's a formula that's worked in so many instances, and it may work in yours, but that does not mean you do not have to allow yourself the fluidity to work with the circumstances that you are undertaking.
Fluidity, adaptability, customized approach that you offer. We're visiting with Danut Debney Shaw. She's the owner and managing director of her company, Celafontas. It's celafontas.com. I'll spell it for you. CELAPHONTUS.com. The website's under construction, so try 202-550-5529 to contact Danut and find out more about the work she's doing and how she can help your company with decision-making processes and more. Danut, a delight to have you. Sorry it's so short together, but we'll do it again for sure. And we wish you all the best. Once again, that's celafontas.com. Thank you, Danut.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy.
And that's our show for this week. Thanks for joining us on Small Biz America here on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Have a great week in your business. Remember to visit me at podcastandradio.com. We'll see you next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.